Good afternoon. Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. This is very quick. Thank you for helping us. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
I would think they're on the wrong track.
Wrong track? Okay.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion, sir?
The most important thing facing Ector County is going to be our resources, our water, our electricity, how that electricity is delivered, the reliability in which it's delivered, or delivered, and then the infrastructure.
Do you mean infrastructure? That's what you mean?
Correct.
Okay, so let me enter that. How would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County, sir? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I hope to be better.
Better? No, we all do. Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned, somewhat, not too concerned. Okay, let's move on quickly. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate Ector County in each one of them? The first one is public transportation. Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. How about natural beauty and physical setting?
I believe it's good.
Good?
Yeah.
Yes, thank
you,
sir.
I mean, look, you can go all over the world and you can find different structures and different terrains, and everything is pretty in its own mind, right?
But that's the beauty of the world, man. You go to a different place, there's a different kind of beauty elsewhere, you know. It's not,
yep.
Don't have to be the same. That's what I think, anyway. And how about the quality of public schools, sir? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. All right. That's one thing. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Fair. Availability of quality health care?
Health care here in Ector County is pretty good.
Excellent or good, sir?
I'd say it's excellent.
Excellent. Very well. Effective leadership from elected officials. How would you rate that one?
I would say it's good.
Good. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
The availability?
Yes, sir.
You've got plenty, but it's probably time to do a little sprucing up on them.
Oh, so, all right. So they need some caring. And some people need to take care of that availability of the outdoor parks, I guess. So how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, all right. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, and restaurants and entertainment. Would you say it's excellent? Yes. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. How would you, they say it's vibrant or very lively. I mean, how would you qualify the nightlife in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'm qualified as fair.
Fair, all right. The availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Poor. That's tough. All right. Offering job opportunities in your field. Would you say that is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Good as well.
Good, okay. Public safety and low crime.
I would say that's fair.
Fair, all right. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I would say that that's excellent.
Excellent, all right. And one more in this particular line of questioning. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Not anymore.
So is that fair, poor, or good?
It's poor.
Poor. There's a, I mean, traffic problems are everywhere, sir, everywhere that you go. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned here are retirees or people retiring from the workforce. Is Ector County as a excellent place, good place, fair place, or poor place to live for retirees?
A good place.
How about for young, single people?
Probably not so good.
Fair or poor, sir?
Fair.
Fair. And for people living below the poverty line?
Fair.
Fair. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Good. All right. Racial and ethnic minorities?
What about them?
Yeah. Is Exeter County a good place to live for racial and ethnic minorities? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And for immigrants from other countries?
Those are good as well.
Good. Thank you. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I wouldn't know.
Don't know. Very well. That's a fair answer as well, sir. If you don't know, you don't know. We will accept that answer. For families with children?
I would say it's good.
Good, okay. Remember, the choices are excellent, good, fair, or poor. And one more in this line of questioning. For people like you, how do you feel Ector County is a place to live for people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Almost done. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, poor?
I'd say it's good. Excellent.
Good. Excellent.
Yep.
Is that correct? Thank you, sir. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I hope it improves.
Improve. We all do. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plan for economic development in Ector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar, sir?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, very well. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership from economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, sir. Okay. A community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all.
I'm somewhat comfortable.
Yeah, confident. Okay, very well. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, so you're comfortable there? All right. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. I will be wrapping things up very quickly. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
A little bit of college.
Some college, all right.
College.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a Republican.
Republican, thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
49.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
I do.
Yes, you do. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
I am.
You are. Thank you, sir. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, $75,000 and above?
Above.
Above. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you, sir. And next one is a gender question, just a part of the service, sir. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Last question. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes, I do.
This concludes our service, sir. Thank you for your participation and valuable time. God bless you, sir, and have a wonderful night. Goodbye.